Hey,
welcome. Hey, everybody. Welcome to
Living the Scream,
the behind the scenes of
The Mummy and the Monkey Show.
That's right. We're here on location today at the Horror Hotel in Hudson, Ohio.
Yes, and we're doing something different. Normally, when we record a podcast, it's all audio. This time around, we're doing audio and video. So for you listeners out there, we're going to put the video up on YouTube if you want to see more of us, you know, on the screen.
And if you want to see less of us, just listen to the podcast, you know.
Then just listen.
That's right. Howdy, how you doing?
Hi there.
Yeah, we're rubbing shoulders with some of the greats. We're here with the Midnight Movie Crew, Son of Ghoul, and a whole bunch of host of other creepy
shows and movies.
That's right, creepy people.
Lots of goings-ons, and people are walking by with sandwiches.
I was going to say creepy characters. That's the word I was searching for.
Food that looks tasty.
And there's a Denny right there. We see a Denny.
Denny is standing right behind our camera.
Yeah, he's from the Midnight Movie, and we'll be talking to him soon on the show, so you'll get to see and or hear him right here on our podcast.
Oh, the hand of Denny showed up on the camera
just now. The return of the hand, yeah.
He's been waving at us. It's funny.
So this is a four-day event. It's a film festival of sorts. Also, they do a Scream Queen contest. Now, let's talk about that. You do have a little bit of history here at the Horror Hotel.
So before I got into horror hosting, I was trying to promote myself as an actress and model and just trying to get out there and get, you know, a little acting gigs here and there.
I did that myself once, trying to be an actress and a model, and it just didn't work out too good.
All that hair, it wouldn't
seems
really
like you
work
had,
well to model.
It's definitely better for you. I had to opt out and just be who I be.
A lot of waxing, huh?
Anyways.
But yeah, I actually won the very first Scream Queen contest at Horror Hotel. I've got the trophy at home, the photos. It was a lot of fun, and I was a nervous wreck entering the whole thing. But glad to be a part of it.
Right, yeah. And you've heard her scream here at the end of the show every night. No, please don't do it right now. Save it. Actually, you did do it, you're going to do it later on in the show. But yeah, we'll save her scream for that.
And that's not even like the full extent of what I can scream.
Oh my gosh, I can't imagine. So Janet has been here before and everything. See you, Son of Ghoul.
Bye, Son of Ghoul.
Yeah. Yeah, so you know the extent of the show is they also screen a lot of movies here.
Yeah, they've been doing movie screenings all weekend. Actually, we have one of their flyers with a whole listing of what they do.
What they do.
Because they actually started on Thursday doing stuff, but the convention part of it was Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So it says film lectures and panels, Scream Queen competition, effects artists, special guests, vendors, classic car show and drive-in movies,
mm-hmm.
networking parties, and much more. Oh, check cashing, tanning, cell phone activation.
That's right. They do everything.
No, here. Just kidding about those parts.
At the Horror Hotel. Well, they might, you know, it wouldn't surprise me because it's a pretty, action-packed event. You know, a lot of stuff going on.
And it is Father's Day weekend, so I guess it was a little slower than, you know.
No, that doesn't, yeah, but we were
but
here.
But it was still a lot of fun.
But we were only here on Sunday. We did not attend the three other days of the, but hopefully next year we'll be able to do all three
Saturday
days.
I thought Saturday was crazier.
All 4 days.
Yeah, today's a little more chill. So yeah, I'm thinking next year we'll have to attend on a Saturday.
Yes. We will get our butts in gear and try to do that. But we manage a store called the Mummy and the Monkeys Thrift Crypt, which is located where?
13349 Madison Avenue in beautiful Lakewood, Ohio.
Yes, so we had to, get some stuff done at the shop and sell a couple of items and to make our rent, you know?
Well, and next weekend we're going to be out and about at Monster Bash, so I didn't want to have the store closed two Saturdays in a row. You know, I was trying to be considerate of the shoppers in Lakewood and other parts.
That's good. We're happy that you're considerate of people's purchasing needs out there, the commerce needs.
Right. You never know when you need a shrunken head or a little clown knickknack or a mummy monkey t-shirt.
Yes, absolutely. So, and that's where you can get that and more at the Thrift Crypt. So come visit us and check our Facebook page and our website at themummyandthemonkey.com to see when we will be there in character, because you don't want to miss that.
Yes, and we'll put up stuff on Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Just shoot us a message, give us a phone call, whatever.
Yes, that's true. So, we're just hanging out here. We're seeing some goings on. There's a fellow across the way there getting his face made up. He looks like he's getting zombified or something over there.
Yeah, they are doing some stuff to his face with latex, and he's got like a brush. I saw the hair dryer out trying to dry.
I heard the hair dryer. Yeah. You probably heard it in the background.
Maybe heard it.
Yeah.
But so, it looks, you know, I'm interested to see what it's going to look like.
Yeah, yeah. We picked up an independent movie, one of the films that I would imagine was featured here, called Down the Stairs.
Down the Stairs.
I can't wait to check that out. I love my independence.
Cover off for the people watching in video.
Yeah.
And it says, a film by writer-director Linda Gabrielle. Silver Fox Productions. So you can check them out. It looks like they have a website on Facebook. SIFO Productions.
I guess Silver Beaver was taken, so they had to use Silver Fox.
Oh, jeez.
What?
Graham.
It's an animal.
They are cute animals.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
I like their tails.
I like your tail.
Hey.
Just kidding. We're professional here. The Mummy, the Monkey.
Oh, stuff a banana in it, Graham.
Don't tempt me.
Jeez.
You see, yeah, you can't, you know.
He is bad.
Yeah, I'm very bad. I'm in rare form right now. Yes. So again, he's standing up. Look at him. He's like a skeleton face or something over there.
Oh, and maybe then, they're gonna do like yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully, we'll be able to interview one of the hostesses of the Whole Horror Hotel event. Her name is Christina Michelle, also known as
Lamia.
Lamia, yes. She hosts her own show called Horror Hotel, of all things, yes.
And she's a fun, nice, and cool little vampire chickie. So yeah. I'm thinking a little bit later, maybe we could get an interview or do something with her.
Yeah. And if not, we'll try. At some point, we'll have to interview just about anyone we can here.
Oh, yeah. Whoever wants to be a part of it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Now, we got stuff on sale here. We're at our table. We got our DVDs,
just
our
like
T-shirts.
Our store. Or when we go to other shows.
Yeah. So we vend here as well, you know, instead of just hanging out. They wanted some pretty faces to, decorate the place. But we also hawk our wares, as it were.
But don't hawk a loogie on them.
Absolutely not. Yeah. So, so we're just hanging out, you know, doing our thing here and having a good time.
Normally we have notes and we know what we can talk about or discuss.
Talk about Father's Day, you know, we can talk about who's your daddy day, as I call it. quite frankly, my daddy was kind of a rolling stone. My papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his banana was his home.
Grim.
What about your papa?
So pretty much, to put it nicely, we were raised by our moms.
Yes,
so
basically.
We want to wish our moms a very happy Father's Day because they are tough chicks to deal with our shenanigans as a kid.
Abso-freaking-lutely, yeah. We were both raised by our moms. They're single parent mothers. It was a tough job. I don't know how they did it.
I don't know how parents do it, especially parents that are on their own.
Yeah, single parents, either it's a dad or a mom raising the kids.
What the situation is. Kids need their parents.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's my little rant about that.
So that's about the extent of that part of it, and we're not going to get too deep and heavy here, but it's kind of behind the scenes a little bit about us. I feel like I got a burp. Should I do it?
Well, you usually burp on our podcast.
There's a little one.
Oh, okay.
That was kind of.
Don't burp near me. I don't want to smell it.
Now we did. We just ate. We had a delicious.
Et.
Yeah, we ate some food. We ate some food.
We were eating some yum yum food.
There it comes. Oh, it's a sandwich.
And there it goes.
Yeah. We had a delicious club sandwich with fries.
And a club sandwich with fries. The bacon was tasty.
Mm-hmm.
The bread was toasted and we weren't used to that.
Well, it was toasted's fine. It just had a little butter, you know, it was butter toasted.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. It was butter
toasted.
Yeah,
I don't mind my bread toasted on a club sandwich, but not butter toasted.
It had like a grilled cheese taste to it, but it was a BLT.
Right. But it was good. It was good. It was a turkey club. Turkey club.
Jeez, I can't even get the sandwich part right.
Oh, it was an LGBT.
Oh wow.
That's my favorite sandwich.
So it was a.
That sounds like a sandwich.
It was a pride sandwich.
Yes, I was. Yes, but it was delicious. We ate that, and we're just sipping on some water.
No gin and juice.
No, that was last night. I'm nursing my hangover right now.
You were a crazy monkey.
Yeah, but I'm good. I'm coming out of it. You know, I'm feeling fine.
We also put up some new video skits last night. Grim was up late, much later than me.
Mm-hmm.
So I put up some interviews. We had an author night at the shop back at the end of April.
Yeah.
Some paranormal authors. So we got to show off, you know, their new books, talk about ghosts a little bit, do a little interview.
Yeah, Janet put together a fantastic the video with the interview that she did with them. And then I put together a skit we did with the Midnight Movie Crew where Janet, basically I challenged the fellas to a foot race. And Janet walks by, and I win the foot race because they follow her off of the set. And me and Janet are counting our winnings at the end because we're scamming everybody. That's how we do it.
The whole video away.
That's okay. But if you watch it, hopefully.
Spoiler alerts.
That's right. Spoiler alerts, you know. But go check the skit out. If you could see all that stuff on themummyandthemonkey.com.
TheMummyAndTheMonkey.com, yeah.
Or our Facebook page, too. You know, you
Facebooks, can, yeah. Instagrams.
Just look us up. Type in Mummy and the Monkey.
The Mummy and the Monkey.
You'll find more than you ever wanted to know about us.
Just watch. If you have any typos, like the Mummy and Monkey might show up.
Oh, those characters, yeah. They could be seen. I think one of the shows we're going to
have do a brief... the beginning of season two for episode one, we had some imposters try to take over our show, and they were Mummy and Monkey.
That's right.
And they were very, like... weird Eastern European, maybe?
Who knows? Some unknown sort of country overseas. But I think one of these episodes, maybe episode 10, which will be the next week's episode.
Oh, hi there, Eric.
Where we're going to...
Oh,
hey, look at that sexy
beast. Shaking his groove thing over there.
Yeah, let me tell you, boy. Yeah, so we're... Yeah, I think episode 10 we're going to... I think we could talk about... We can do a whole show rundown, you know, a synopsis. Talk about all the shows we've done so far. Kind of rundown, like a little checklist.
Yeah, so we could... Let's see. So season 1, episode 1, our very first one, we played the movie King of the Zombies.
Holy mackerel, Andy. Yeah, you know what? And actually, by the way, we're going to have our good friend Dino, he'll be on our show, on our 10th show. We're going to come up on... We're coming
Yay!
Up on our 10th show.
That's next week,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
I can't believe we've almost done 10 shows already.
Yeah, Dino Ewelt will be here, and hopefully, you know, we'll talk to him somehow, some way. Keep coming up with funky.
We'll figure it
like
out.
Like every single day. I started rapping.
What was episode 2?
We'll do that.
I thought we were still talking about that.
Episode...
And then you started...
No, I said maybe on our next episode we can run down...
Oh, in the next one.
Yeah, all of it, because, you know, we're going
to
do
I thought
interviews.
You wanted to talk about that now.
Oh, well, we could.
You worded it funny. Or maybe I just...
No,
wasn't
I said on our 10th
attention.
Episode. Yeah, you did. Like always, you don't listen to what I say.
Sorry. My brain was removed through my nose when I was mummified.
Yeah, so you have an
excuse. Sometimes I'm a ditz.
I was born without a brain.
And
so
I'm a purple lock.
Whoa, Polish.
As Big Chuck and Little John would say, the certain ethic.
You can't say that. There you go. That's better. I had to bleep that. My gosh. Whew. Anyhoozy. Yeah, so, but we'll talk about... one show we'll dedicate to running down and describing everything that we've done so far. How about that? That'll fill up an hour.
That would be... Yeah. I don't know if that would be interesting. People might fall asleep listening.
Doesn't matter.
To
it's our show. We could do it. Well, then they fall asleep. Then it's, you know, save some money on some sleeping pills and just listen to us.
There we go. We could come out with like a Mummy and the Monkey CD where it's all just like white noise, like us reading.
Why it gotta be white noise? Anyway.
Whoa, oh. Graham.
What?
Jeez. It's burps.
There's another one coming.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, they're not that chunky or juicy. They're just a little... What's
chunky
going on that TV
juicy?
Over there? Oh, she did some...
Oh, so they're playing
some nose candy over there.
Whoa.
Oh, whoa. Mom, what are you...
Whoa.
Somebody better come get their mother. Anyway, let's see. We're going to...
Well, what he's talking about is at other tables, they're playing their movie and video clips, promoting their stuff too. You know, independent filmmakers. And it looks really cool.
I saw some boobies.
Zombie guy is still getting made up. I hear the hair dryer over there.
Yes.
I'm sure you do too.
Yes, zombies take a long time to get made up. They're very... need a lot of attention.
Yeah. It takes... I don't know. I forgot where I was going to go with that.
That's okay. So, yeah, so let's walk around and see who we can find. You may have, there's some people. We saw Eric William. We're going to talk to him. The Midnight Movie Guys. And who else we ever can dig up here at the Horror Hotel Convention in Hudson, Ohio. Okay, so stay tuned, folks. You're listening to
Living the Scream
with your hosts,
Janet Takei
and Grim Gory.
Here.
Hey, welcome back to Living the Scream, the behind the scenes of
The Mummy and the Monkey Show.
That's right. And it's a special day today. It's Who's Your Daddy Day? It's Father's Day here at Horror Hotel. That's right, in Hudson, Ohio. And we have a special guest Once again here, our good buddy, Eric Williams.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for having us, man. Yeah. All right, so...
lots of goings on, so...
Yeah, let's find out what's happening. So he's a... So Eric is another horror host, movie host, I should say, whatever you want to call yourself.
Yeah, I call myself a lot of things, but, you know, sometimes I call myself a horror host, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, and he does a movie show. He's done, in the past, he had the Phil and Eric show,
which
we all know, Eric with the K. And, yeah, so you can look up that. I'm sure that some of that still exists
there,
out there on the internet.
Yeah,
On the .com sphere.
On the interwebs.
Yeah, and now he's – what are you working on now? What are you up to now, man?
Well, now we – because Phil left, we did – we went back kind of backwards and a little wink to the past and a nod to the future. It's called Saturday Fright Theater now. So on Saturday Fright Theater, started about a year ago. Like I said, it was still technically the Phil and Eric show, but minus Phil. And we still show movies. We still show the old, you know, cheesy movies. They're great. You know, I love them. And but sometimes, you know, the movies aren't enough. So, like, we did, actually came to Horror Hotel last year. And there were so many writers, directors, producers. I've kind of gotten away from the sketch comedies now. And I like to give writers, directors, producers, the whole kit, like, a voice. Mm-hmm. So they kind of come on the show, and in betweens, we find out about them. And so, and then it's become more about the films and independent filmmakers and people like you guys that are out there doing it yourself. I mean, honestly, you guys are part of it too.
Yay!
Guys are out there. You are independent, you know, filmmakers, TV producers. You guys do it all. So you guys are a big part of this, and I'm glad to see you out here. This is fun.
Thank you. We're glad to be here. Glad to see all our friends and all these talented people. And cool because, yeah, and what you said, it gives people a voice. You can help promote each other.
Yes.
Yeah, we're having a ball and a Dick Cheney.
Whoa.
You know, because Dick, he's a cool guy. He's a
Not Dick
dude.
Goddard?
Oh, yeah, yeah, him too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Pick your Dick.
Wooly Bear. I picked the Wooly Bear.
Pick your favorite.
There's so many Dicks in Cleveland. I mean, it's... Pick them.
Dick, we could say that.
Well, yeah. Well, and I mean it.
That's
you
right.
Know, there's lots of Richards out there. It's
right. You know when you name your kid Richard, you know what you're setting them up for. That's all.
They're doomed to be a dick.
Sorry.
Whoa. I totally attacked you with the bone.
Speaking of that. That's what I get for saying about all the dicks in Cleveland. Sorry.
Yeah, so this is our podcast, Living the Scream, so people will be hearing the audio. We do have the visual.
Yes,
but
the video I'm sure we'll have on YouTube. And
so, yeah, it's true. The audio. That did when I said I got boned in the face. That probably didn't come across well. So
use your imagination,
it's a
theater of the mind.
It's a microbone, folks. It's that still didn't sound right, does it?
Yes, we have a microphone device that is hooked up to a bone.
Yeah, it was. Microbone sounds like a condition, a very unfortunate condition.
That's why I'm like, wait. That some, when you're doing audio, you really got to think what you're saying.
Right, I know. But we call it the microbone, but
it's a very large microbone.
It's not microphallus. It's microbone. Everyone, thank you
it's
so much.
It's a very gifted microphone.
We're getting crazy here at the Horror Hotel. And
so, back to the Horror Hotel.
Anyways.
Now, they show a lot of films here, a lot of independent films. Like, it goes from Thursday to Sunday, usually. It's a 4-day event.
We were working at the Thrift Crypt Friday and Saturday, right. So we thought, let's stop over Sunday and make our
But they have
the
a
scene.
Hot, they have a hot, did you attend the hot tub meet and greet Thursday?
Fortunately, I missed the hot tub. I still had to work. I was here Thursday night. Friday night, but I couldn't get here Friday morning for the hot tub meet and greet.
Human soup.
Boy, yes. Yeah, human soup, meet and greet. Well, you know, it is what. But they do that, and then they show films throughout the whole event. You know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we can hear some going on in the room next to us right now.
And I heard from other people that they're doing, they were doing lectures, like different movie making techniques, different discussion panels. So that's pretty neat where you can kind of interact and get some feedback.
Yeah. Now, the people that throw it, Ray and Lania, okay, Christina Michelle, is her name.
Shouldn't call herself names like that. She's a nice girl.
I think that's all part of the tongue-in-cheek thing about that, because they show the bad movies. She has a show, too, and we'll probably hopefully interview her in a little bit here, talk to her about her show. Have you been involved with Ray and Christina's, any of their productions?
No, not yet. Actually, I was invited to be a part of the productions. They've got something coming up. It's kind of hush-hush, but it will be. So I'm moving into that this year. It's going to be fun. Appreciate it. And like they're very interesting. They've always got their hands in something. The networking here is amazing.
Right.
And that's the big thing right here. It's, you know, it's all of these people literally from all over the world. And you just come here and you network and you're going to You're going to end up on something.
There's some folks from Japan here.
Yeah.
Ireland.
Ireland. There's Scotland, Beijing, China. Literally, you can. It's when it's called an international film festival. A lot of places they'll call it international. But and that's because they show movies from over here. But here they actually come to Hudson, Cleveland, Ohio to find out. I'm like, really? This is your first time in America and you're in Hudson, Ohio? That's which is amazing. Don't get me wrong there. But, I mean, wow.
It's like, yeah, that's awesome. They came out from all over the world.
Yeah, it's
but no, but no Eskimos. So, you know, there's a fella at our table. You want to run over to the table and greet him? And I'll wrap it up here with Eric.
I'll go schmooze.
All right, say goodbye to everybody.
Bye, everybody, for now.
That's right. So we're going to wrap it up with Eric. Okay. Yeah, man. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, I appreciate you guys having me on. This is fantastic. It's like I said, it's awesome to see you guys out here networking with everybody. And I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
It's great to see you. It's been a while. I think the last time we hooked up was when you helped us film our Pumpkin Spice 2.
Yeah.
Which you're in. You can see Eric in that. And it's we have it for sale every convention now. So
check it out, guys.
Yep, and we'll get you a check someday. This anyway, but hey, if we can ever do anything for you, please let us know. We are at your beck and call, man.
Hey, all right. I've always wanted a beck and call. Oh, wait a minute. That was never mind. That's another. I've already said too much, folks.
That's right. I got to clean it up here. It's getting kind of crazy. But anyway, thanks for joining us, Eric. We appreciate it, man. And much love, much success. Yeah, absolutely. And we'll be back in a little bit with more Living the Scream. Woohoo! Hey everyone, welcome back to Living the Scream here with Grim Gory, and I'm standing here next to
Chrissy Kalerick.
Chrissy Kalerick, and you do?
I am an actor as well as a casting director.
Ooh, and imagine that, find that here at Horror Hotel, an actor and a casting director. Wow, it must be my lucky day. I hear they're making another King Kong movie based on the success of the last one that was released. Any chance I can get in that, or?
Well, I'm also a screenwriter, so I could probably slide you in.
Oh, okay. I like that. Sounds good. If nothing else, I could play maybe the Baby Kong or something. I don't know. Anyway, so what are you doing here at Horror Hotel?
Well, I have a lot of friends here, so stopping by to visit. I'm also nominated for an acting award, so I came to see how that goes tonight at 5 o'clock.
Ooh, what movie are you in?
I was in a movie called Vessel. I was nominated for Best Ohio Actress.
Very interesting. Look at me. I'm standing, rubbing shoulders with the stars here at Horror Hotel. I loves it. I loves it. I loves it. Oh, man. So, have you been here all 4 days? Or?
No, it's my first day. I was busy the rest of the weekend, unfortunately, but I'm happy to be here today.
Very cool. Now, you look kind of familiar. Did you ever dress up as Wonder Woman?
I have, actually.
We were at a bowling, that bowling party with when she was doing...
I own the bowling alley.
I thought she looked familiar. Yeah. Yes, we played musical chairs, and I'm pretty sure... You sat on my lap once, I think.
I probably did.
Yes, so we go way back, me and her. So, so that's how we roll here at the Horror Hotel. But anywhere we can find you on the web or is anyone you want to promote?
You can go to wildcardcasting.com, and if you need to be, if you're a talent or if you're looking for talent, look me up.
Oh, wait a minute. You have to have talent? Then I guess I can't, I won't be contacting you. Sorry about that. I'll work on that, though. If you want to get me something for Christmas out there, Decay, get me some talent, okay? I really need it. Anyway, thanks for joining us here, and absolutely, anytime. Thanks again.
Have a great day.
Okay, woohoo. Hey, everybody.
Are we all in here?
Yeah, all right.
Hi.
Hey, what's buzzing, cousins? You were here on Behind, Living the Stream. Oops.
Let's try that again. Let's pretend that you guys didn't hear that.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to
Living the Scream.
The behind the scenes of
The Mummy and the Monkey Show.
That's right. And we're here at Horror Hotel in Hudson, Ohio. And who are we here with?
We are here with Denny from
Denny.
The Midnight Movie.
That's right. Yeah. What's up, Denny? Here's a microbone.
How you doing?
It's a
microbone.
Now, people will be hearing this and not seeing it, but who knows? They might see it because we're taping it on video.
We could put it up on YouTube or something.
Yeah,
later.
Well, you know, radio, you had to describe everything. So right. He's holding a femur, it looks like, That's a microphone.
That's right. We put a microphone inside of a femur bone, and we call it the microbone.
Yeah, and it's got my mummy wrappings on it.
That's right.
And a little bit of stained old blood or something. I don't know what's going on there.
So we're here at this convention in Hudson, Ohio called Horror Hotel, put on by Ray Such. and Lamia, the star of Horror Hotel television show. Right? She does a program as well. She horror hosts. And the Midnight Movie here is representing their show.
And we're representing our show.
Right, you
and
guys.
We're here to help them.
Yeah.
And, you know, help them, you know, promote their the Horror Hotel.
Now, well, tell everybody about Midnight Movie. Like, how long you guys been on? Where can they find you? All that good jazz.
Yeah, well, Midnight Movie has been around for 20 years. We had a little few-year break at some point.
And this is a Cleveland, Ohio.
Ohio. We're seen on some of the public access channels throughout the area, on Spectrum / Time Warner. We're on channel 180, midnight on Saturday nights. Ooh. And Cox Cable.
Website, yeah.
Yeah. Cox Cable at channel 45 at midnight. And then we also on WOW Cable channel 19 on, again, Saturdays at midnight. There's a theme.
Right. Now, so far, but you don't do anything on the internet, right? I mean, as far as YouTube, you don't upload any shows to there, right? It's just all cable access, pretty much.
Yeah, it's all cable access. And, well, not yet. We were Roku.
We all were on Roku. We were all on Betamax TV at one time, which we totally miss.
Oh, I thought, yeah, we were all on Betamax TV. The station had some technical issues, so right now it's temporarily down. We're hoping they get everything back up and running.
Oh, I hope so. That we were really reaping the benefits of being on that channel. We were getting a lot of good stuff coming in.
Excuse me.
Ooh. Oh, it was but hey,
we've got a guest star for a second.
That's a nice butt button in here. Woohoo! That's Son of Ghoul. Yeah, I like that.
TV legend.
Yeah.
Been on TV for what, like 30 years?
Almost 35 years, or
that's
31
awesome.
Years. So many years. He doesn't want to. He's too humble. He's too humble.
Too modest.
Yeah. I don't know, but we're standing in an area where it's sort of narrow. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not a small guy, and Son of Ghoul is not a small guy, but we fit through here, so I don't know. We both must be able to inhale quite a bit so he can fit through.
Hey, come on. You want to be on our – we do a podcast. You want he's man the – look at that.
Oh, sorry.
This guy, man, he is something else. This is the ultimate dude. All right, so, so we really are rubbing shoulders with some of the greats here at Horror Hotel, and we'll be at another event next weekend. All of us will be together again at Monster Bash in Pennsylvania, right? Mars, Pennsylvania.
Yes, Mars, Pennsylvania. Monster Bash weekend or Monster Bash conference, whatever they want to call it. And it's their 20th anniversary, and it's going to be the Mummy and the Monkey's first appearance there.
Woohoo, yeah. Now, I want to go back to Midnight Movie. Now, was there talk of you guys doing a Roku channel on your own, right?
Yep, we're working on that. It's something that doesn't happen overnight, but it is something we're working on. So hopefully here, I can't say a time frame, but hoping at some point we can get our going, and then we'll bring shows like your guys and, you know, some of the other people, the horror host and old movies. We'll fill it up with whatever we can fill it up with. So got some plans. I'm not in on all the conversations that's going on in the background, but you know what we're in on, we're working on it. So it's just something that doesn't happen overnight. So it's a challenge.
That's great. Yeah, and if you're not familiar with the Midnight Movie, all you know, I could say that if you like the Big Chuck and Little John show, if you grew up watching that in Cleveland, Ohio, it's very much like that as far as a bunch of guys actually sitting around talking about the movies. You get a little bit of facts behind the movies, and sometimes they just argue with each other. It's great.
Goofy jokes and skits.
It's a real fun time, and it's a throwback to the Big Chuck and Little John show format.
Yeah, and it is. I mean, we're all sort of children of Big Chuck and Little John, which is a sort of a child of Gilardi and, you know, Ernie Anderson and Gilardi.
Yeah.
So, you know, for people that are out there, you can look us up on www.themidnightmovie.net.
And I'll put it on the bottom of the screen. I'm sure I'll probably edit this video later.
Yeah, if it's a video format. And their set is really interesting. They have tons of Cleveland nostalgia memorabilia around and just odd toys, cool toys, and God, you know, it's just fun looking at that, too, sir. It's definitely a visual feast.
And for the podcast, we can include the link as well for the listeners, you know. Listeners and viewers, we got you guys covered.
Yeah, so you're one of the several dudes on the show, but you also have a character that you portray called Dr. Midnight.
Dr. Midnight, yes. Dr. Midnight comes around quite often. He creates a little bit of havoc as he's walking around the area, and walking around these shows.
Yeah, and we've had him on. I think we've had some stuff on one of our shows. He kind of pops around, but we're going to be doing some skits with Dr. Midnight in the future. And we've done some skits with the Midnight Movie guys. Uploaded.
Those were fun, and you just uploaded one. What was the name of that skit?
The Race. Yes.
Race. Yeah, there was race, and we had something with the spine too, didn't we not?
That was your skit. The other one you did with us, what time you're on? Grim.
Oh yeah.
Me, I was.
I forgot what time the midnight movie guys were on TV.
Even though it's in the name of the show, but that was the goofy thing.
Oh, and there was a good one too. There's sort of an ad, if you will, for Quinsana.
Oh yes, that's right.
Oh yeah, the little. Let's say it handles it's a remedy for various itching issues.
Yes, and I did a little thing.
He is a monkey, and he does have itching issues
constantly.
So, did it cure your monkey butt?
Not really. I'm still looking for something.
You might need a double dose.
But Quinsana is a good product. Please buy it if you see it. But I'm going to have to go to the factory and maybe just have them shoot whatever they make that stuff directly into my. Into my backside, because need a bigger
that's
dose.
TMI. That's TMI.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's where we go on this show. That's where we go on Living the Scream, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, but we want to thank you, Denny, for talking with us today, and we will see you next weekend at Monster Bash.
Excellent, excellent. Looking forward. We're going to have some fun out there. If anybody can come out and join us, you know, Friday and Saturday are great times to come up. Or Saturday's really a good day to be out there. There's a lot going on. Out there on Monster Bash on Saturday, you'll see a lot of neat people. Larry Storch from F Troop is going to be out there. So anybody that can come out, it's a fun time. You'll have a fun time out there. You'll a lot of people to see and meet.
Yeah, what I've heard, it's kind of like Gulardi Fest.
Yeah, I hear it's more family friendly, more like, you know, old monster movies, Universal stuff.
And great guests.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And there's stuff, and you know, a little secret that if you hang around, usually on like Saturday night. Somewhere like around 10 o'clock, all of a sudden, they'll start handing out, and you get free tacos or free burritos.
Woohoo! Tacos?
Tacos or burritos.
I love tacos.
They have a cake, and I imagine since it's the 20th anniversary, they're really going to have something special for the 20th anniversary. So there's a lot of good thing. A lot of good things happen out there. You come out and see the mummy and the monkey, see Dr. Midnight, and all the other guests that'll be out there. It'll be a good time.
Yeah, and a lot of good things happening here at Horror Hotel in Hudson, Ohio. That's right. So we're going to sign off from this segment right now, and we'll be back with more
Living the Scream.
Oh, my gosh. Well, there you go. There go the eardrums again.
That was good.
I need a cough drop now.
Oh, you do. A lozenge.
Hey freaks and geeks, Janet Takei here, and we're doing a video podcast thing for Living the Scream, behind the scenes of The Mummy and the Monkey, hanging out at Horror Hotel, and your name isn't Vip.
Vip.
Yeah, you're not Vip.
I use my middle name.
Oh, okay. Your middle name's Vip.
Are getting married?
Yep.
So, I found a filmmaker friend here.
My name's Ryan Blazik. My film Monsters Among Men.
Ooh, cool shirt.
Yep, it showed yesterday, and we're getting an honorable mention award for it later on today. Real excited about it. We showed it at a couple different locations. It's been really well received. You should check it out.
And where can the people find out about your movie?
www.monstersamongmen.com is where we keep all of our information on it. You can see where it's screening. You can see the trailer, the background, history on it, and what it's about. So check it out.
Awesome. And we'll include the link on our iTunes as well as YouTube as well. And having fun so far?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great convention, meeting lots of people, showing off the film, catching out other awesome films. So, no, it's been terrific.
Yay. How'd the screening go?
It went really well. Had a great question and answer session afterwards. People really enjoyed it. People are saying some great things about specifically, you know, cinematography. Story's been really well received. We got some great acting. People really enjoy it. So, no, it's been a great experience here at Horror Hotel.
And I remember seeing you and Thomas Berdinsky at Cinema Wasteland. We picked up your DVD.
Oh, yeah.
And Monkey Man and I watched it, and the cinematography is really nice. You know, we really enjoyed it. Great independent flick. you know, and we love looking for those indie movies to watch.
Yeah. And speaking of Thomas Brodinski, he's still working on his film Giant Rubber Monster movie too, which is about ready to be wrapped up. So you should check that out once that comes out too. I helped with some of the camera work on that.
That's awesome. And yeah, I made a little appearance in that. We've filmed it a while back ago, and they're, I know they've been kind of working on it back and forth. So
yep, feverishly. Yep, it's coming along.
It's a passion project of, you know, we do it because we love it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ryan. Hugs.
Right, thank you.
Yay. All right. I'm going to wrap it up for now. Mummy humor. And we'll see who else we can run into. And we're on. We're recording?
You're going.
Whoa. Janet Takei here, part of Living the Scream, behind the scenes of the Mummy and the Monkeys show. And I found another filmmaker, and I hear you have a TV show too.
Yes, I do. My name's Peter John Ross. I do the TV show called Frame Lines on PBS in Ohio. It's a show about filmmaking.
That's great. So is it like certain techniques, like how to do certain things?
That's the coolest thing, is we do interviews with filmmakers, but we're doing less of that and doing a lot more of the instructional videos, the how-tos. Less than 2 weeks ago, I just got my fourth Emmy nomination.
Whoa.
For the show, specifically for the instructional videos.
That's incredible.
I wish somebody would tell my mother. She said, it's just a nomination, don't get too excited.
But even to be considered is pretty sweet.
I think it's great. Again, I don't think my mom's ever going to be impressed.
So how long have you been doing this, and what inspired you to work on things like that?
Well, I'm 100% self-taught, so every time I'd learn something, I got excited about wanting to, like, give a shortcut to other people that I didn't have. I learned it by, I did this wrong 9 times out of 10. When I finally got it right, it's like, I should tell people about this. And so I started making this kind of instructional videos.
Wow, I'm going to have to look you up and watch some of these, because Monkey Man and I were a one mummy, one monkey army. So, yeah, we do the editing and recording and...
Yeah, that's what's cool about this is, like, I got my T-shirts and the stuff, and even, like, the books. Not that I'm trying to shill too.
No, you can model the books. Let's.
But yeah, this is the
be
book
Vanna
on,
here.
This is the filmmaking tips book we did for the show Frameline. So it's a collection of articles I've done for, like, Video Maker Magazine, Student Filmmaker, and Movie Maker Magazine and stuff like that. We just kind of compiled it all into one book, all that just helps keep the show on the air.
That's great. So you said it's on PBS?
Yeah, PBS throughout the state. You know, they have the sub-channels like 0.1, 0.2, 0.3 channels. It's always on the 0.2 or 0.3 channel of every PBS in Ohio.
That's awesome. Are you working on any actual, like, feature films or any other shows right now or anything coming up?
I'm working on a documentary about a couple, you know, one documentary. Possibly going to have some new short films. I've taken a couple years off of that, focusing on the show.
That's cool. And if people don't watch PBS, do you have an online presence?
Yeah, www.framelines.tv, but my own personal site is www.sunnyboo.com.
SunnyBoo.com. Cool. Well, thanks, Boo.
No problem. Thank you.
This thing is on. Okay. All right. That's good to know, because if it ain't on, then they ain't going to hear us. Hey, welcome back to Living the Scream, the behind the scenes of The Mummy and the Monkey Show. And we're here, still here at Horror Hotel, and we're joined by one of the main hostess, I should say, of the event. It's Lamia from the TV show.
Horror Hotel.
That's
just
right.
Like the festival, Horror Hotel, the show, and the International Horror Hotel Festival.
And where can people see the show?
We are on Retro Television nationwide. We're on the Action Channel nationwide. We're on Roku. We're online. We're on a lot of affiliate stations, so you can find us pretty much anywhere. Just go to horrorhotel.net, and you can find local affiliates to see the show.
And you screen bad B-movies and do little comedy bits. And tell people a little about what the show's about.
I try not to show the bad movies. I try to show the better classics in horror and talking about the evolution of horror. So it's kind of like, I like to say it's, you know, Elvira's Movie Macabre meets Turner Classic Movies, you know. So same type of character, although not so ditzy. But talking more about the film process. And we have skits, you know. I have a motley crew that I have to deal with every week. unfortunately, but the viewers love them, so I keep them around. And we show independent movies too. We show short films, trailers, interviews with filmmakers, event coverage, pretty much as we can.
Well, that sounds great. Lots of stuff going on. You got any questions for that pertaining to the Horror Hotel? Or?
Well, there's a thing that Monkey Man and I do when we travel to different conventions called unconventional convention questions.
Oh, that's right.
So it's just some goofy questions we ask people. First question is, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream? I know you're a vampire, but if you could eat ice cream.
If I could eat ice cream, I would go with vegan salted caramel ice cream. It's delicious. I hear.
Right, so yeah. So they say.
So they say. Do you have a question?
Well, another unconventional question. If you were a pull string doll, what would your saying be?
Feed me. Feed me. Feed
me.
Oh, there. Feed me.
And it just keeps going. Feed me, feed me, feed me. I like that. All right, cool. So anything else we want to tell the folks about Lamia and what's going on with her? Any projects coming up using Lamia, you know, with Lamia? Or?
We have a lot of stuff in the works right now. The show's getting out there more and more, and we're starting to get more into additional avenues of marketing the show and other aspects of media. So, you know, stay posted for that. Anyone can find out about the festival and the show at horrorhotel.net. Facebook.com/horrorhotelfilmfest and on Instagram @horrorhotelshow. You can stalk me on all of the social medias there and find out about the festival, which is every June in Hudson, Ohio, and where to watch the show.
That's right. It's awesome. A 4-day event, folks. 4 days of just hobnobbing, watching movies, and then the convention part too on Saturdays and Sundays.
Yes, that's correct. So. And lots of guests and networking and the car show, the drive-in outside, a lot of fun.
Wow. And check cashing and tanning and
not yet. That may be
cell phone activations.
Who knows? No, you never kidding. Know here. We already said that anyway. Anyway, anyway, it's a great time here at Horror Hotel. You got to come check it out.
And we'll have her links listed on the YouTube description as well as on iTunes and our Facebooks and stuff too.
Right, and this is going on our podcast. We'll have an audio version of this going up tomorrow night on iTunes, so you'll be able to hear it. Then check out Lamia and her crew at
horrorhotel.net,
everybody. That's right. All right, so thank you for joining us, Lamia. Any parting words?
Stay bloody.
Ooh, okay, that's kind of creeping me out, but I guess it was supposed to do.
I'm all mummified, I have no
feed
blood.
Feed me.
Oh, she
but
wants to be fed.
Man. Yeah,
I'm pull that string.
I think she wants to take you for a bite.
Oh, simian
yeah,
blood.
Let's go get a bite.
Oh, okay, here, hold this.
Have fun. Mwah. Bye, guys.
Ouch.
Oh. Oh, Grim.
Oh, I see the bar moving.
Yeah, now we've got our sound going.
All right. Well, we're kind of winding things down here at the Horror Hotel Weekend in Hudson, Ohio. We had a great time here. Only here one day, Sunday, but it goes from Thursday to Sunday. So lots of stuff going on. Hopefully next year we'll do more of the days.
Yeah, we had a Sunday fun day and got to interview a lot of great people and get out and do some stuff.
Yeah, we talked to special thanks to Eric William, Lamia for talking to us, the Midnight Movie Crew. They were good, Denny and Triv. Son of Ghoul, Kevin Scarpino, thanks so much, man. And everyone that talked to us today, we really enjoyed your company, so to speak.
Yep, and are we just ending it now?
Oh, I think so. It's time to go home, kick off the boots.
Is that all there is?
So, yeah. If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all. That's the way Big Chuck and Little John used to end their show back in the day. So anyway.
And you remembered more of the lyrics than I did.
Oh, I was, that show, you know, again, you hear me say it all the time, but that was my favorite thing. Fridays, I lived for them as a kid. I could not wait for Friday night, watch my Friday night lineup, which in the late 70s and early 80s was like Dukes of Hazzard and God, whatever, Incredible Hulk, whatever they showed on Friday night. And then it would lead into, after the news, the boring news as a kid. I hated the news. Mm-hmm. Big Chuck and Little John would come out at 11:30. And man, if I missed that, it was not a good Saturday.
We discussed that a million times, but we love it.
And if I missed that, there was always Superhost on Saturdays, so there you go. But
anywho, if you want to see more of us, hear more of us, just check us out on themummyandthemonkey.com. Thanks for listening, for watching, for whatever the heck, you know.
And you'll hear us next time
for
on
all
the next
trolls.
Episode of
Living the Scream.
See you later, alligators. Thanks for joining us.
Mwah.
Oh, well, she's leaving.